BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Mitch Fortner. Tyler Dreiling out for the next 3 days, so you get a lot of us. I tell you what, I am no financial advisor. I have no experience in the finance industry, but I've got a very good investment opportunity for you here in the opening segment of the show. Rest of the way today, we have a little conference realignment news that I think will actually make you feel good if you are a fan of a team in the Big 12, a la K-State. And at 5:10, Drew Spiroff will join us. He is the K-State Director of Men's Basketball Operations. We're going to talk some scheduling and K-State basketball camps with him. We'll have You Can't Be Serious at 5:25, and the Royals kick in early today as they start a four-game series against the New York Yankees. As always, 537-1350 is the phone number. If you want to call the show, you can also tweet questions or comments to the game, KMAN, or to myself at JL Kurtz. I've already gotten some feedback just from tweeting out the list of what we're about to talk about here in the open, and people having the reactions that I would expect, and certainly the reaction that I had as well. So how do I have financial advice for you here at the beginning of the show? Well, let me tell you. The over-unders came out over the weekend for college football, and I know that this is the type of time of year where this type of thing gets talked about a lot. I actually happen to like these a whole bunch because it gets the college football juices flowing, and I think this is just a very fun way to evaluate teams and see where teams are at as far as the Vegas eye is concerned. And look, the expectation, as we have discussed many times around Manhattan for this K-State team next year, is to no doubt compete for a Big 12 title, win upwards of 9 games. You already won 9 games last year. I think that is really the baseline expectation for this team, finishing in the top three of the Big 12. So we're expecting big things in a big year. And I'm sure you would not be surprised to know that the Vegas expectation based on the over-under that has been set is not as high a bar as what we feel like here in Manhattan this team is capable of. How about 7.5 wins? That is the over-under, according to CG Technology out of Las Vegas. They put out this list, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, CBS Sports, everybody running with these numbers, and you have a chance to get K-State at 7.5 wins as the over-under for this season. And not only that, but the under is the favorite. The under is minus 125, so a slight favorite, a slight nod to the under. You're actually going to make more money if you bet the over on 7.5 wins for K-State right now. So I'd appreciate it if you listen to the rest of the show before you start searching for flights to Las Vegas right now to go ahead and cash that in, because think of all the leeway that gives you, man. The team could go 8-4. They could have an 8-4 regular season, and you're still going to win this. That would be a disappointing season, I think, by most people's measure around here in Manhattan, and you would still win this. So there's your investment opportunity. You can come thank me later, tweet me a picture of your winning ticket and whatever you decide to buy with that money. But in all seriousness, we've used a lot of different ways to gauge where this team is going to be at in the national eye. We've seen them in the top 25 in a bunch of different polls. Athlon's just came out recently, and K-State was in the 20s there, which is actually low considering what I've seen so far. So, you know, with Vegas really looking at K-State as a 7-5 team, that's basically the gist that you get from that 7.5 number with the under actually being the favorite. I mean, I think it's natural to wonder, what's the difference there? Why is there a gap between the expectation of the national media and what's there in Las Vegas? And I think the biggest doubter consistently for K-State, and the one that has been proven wrong the most, and in situations like these can be embarrassed the most with the predictions about K-State, it is Las Vegas, as opposed to just the national media. So much of the time, the target of K-State fans' ire is national media members who go out on a limb and predict K-State to perform much worse than the Wildcats always end up doing. But I think Las Vegas is really the bigger culprit here, and it has nothing to do with those that are running everything in Las Vegas, and it has everything to do with just the general public. You know, the experts in college football have, I think, a little bit more invested in seeing what K-State is and have a little more trust, a little more respect for what K-State is, and that's why you're seeing more respect this year out of the national media prognostications than what Las Vegas has here. But, you know, if you think about just the goal of Las Vegas, they're trying to make money. They're not trying to predict things correctly, which is the goal of preseason magazines. I suppose ultimately they're trying to sell magazines, but there is more of a motivation there to be correct and gain some credibility. Phil Steele puts that chart every single year in his magazine about where their predictions stack up with everybody else, and he wins just about every single year. That is the motivation there. And he actually is one of the guys that typically seems to be higher on K-State than most. There's more respect there. But the goal of Vegas is to make money. And when you're talking about lines on a week-to-week basis, it's another thing Phil Steele always publishes, how good Bill Snyder is against the spread. We hear it from Kelly in Vegas throughout the season all the time about just how good Bill Snyder is against the spread and how lucrative that can be. But when you're talking about setting lines, I mean, the public's involved there. So you have a public that I think is less educated on K-State doing less with more, and it's easy for them to just look and see K-State and gloss over it and ignore it. And if they are going to put in some effort to looking at personnel, it's easy to look at other teams in the conference and think that the other teams have more talent because of recruiting rankings, the buzz that you see in February when they're signing classes. Joe Public is not going to be as aware of what K-State is than people who are putting out preseason magazines or doing the top 25 polls, voting in the top 25. And so if that's the way that they feel, they're going to start hammering the favorite. Say K-State is a slight underdog, and they're going to start hammering the favorite, and then you're going to change the line to favor the team K-State is playing more to try and bring more money in on the other side, because Vegas is trying to play both sides of that and make as much money as possible. So that, I think, is why you see differences in what Vegas thinks as opposed to what experts think here. And the same principle really applies with the over-unders. This is the perfect time of year for Joe Public to get excited about Texas. This is the perfect time of year for Joe Public to get excited about TCU. I saw a prediction today. I was looking at a chart of a bunch of different Vegas projections. There were some that have K-State with the fifth best odds to win the Big 12 Conference behind TCU and Texas. This is the time of year for the random college football fan to start buying into that hype. It's easier to buy into that hype in the offseason than it is to really pay attention to K-State. So I think that is how you end up with a lot of people that could very easily think, well, you know, K-State, they'll be all right, but I could go 7 wins with that. And that's how you wind up with 7 wins basically being the favorite there, with the over-under at 7.5 and the under being minus 125. So different motivations here, I think, makes Vegas really the biggest offender in underestimating K-State. And there are always plenty of offenders year in and year out.
You kind of stole my thought there, because I think back to the previous years and, you know, seemed like every year Charlie Strong would get a favorable prediction from Vegas or whoever, saying, hey, it's Texas. Remember, it's the Longhorns, or the burnt orange and white, and they got this guy and this guy in the offseason. There's no doubt these guys are going to be better than last year. They're going to be bowl eligible. They're going to be a 7-8 win team, and they're going to, you know, fight for their right in the Big 12 title picture. Obviously, that didn't happen every single year Charlie Strong was there. I think Gary Patterson kind of gets that as well because of his success at TCU so far. It doesn't matter what they have, they're going to be highly touted no matter what. And K-State, it happens every year. Underestimated. People don't think K-State, middle of nowhere, Kansas is that good. My thought is, though, right now, obviously K-State, an 8-win team last year in the regular season with basically the first year with Jesse Ertz, and a lot of the team is back, right? And it makes me wonder how much of Coach Snyder's diagnosis, his cancer, all of that has played a role in the national thought of how K-State can perform this year.
That's an interesting thought. It doesn't seem to have affected those that put out the preseason top 25s very much because, you know, as I said there, we rattled them all off last week. Everything's between about 14, I think, was the highest I've seen. Lowest I've seen is 22. So everything is in there from all the major players in preseason top 25. So they don't seem to be worried about that. But to raise that question as to the general public, does Joe Public, Las Vegas better, guy who's going to go to Vegas and try and just, you know, without much knowledge, without real any kind of, he's not a sharp guy, as they would say in Vegas, just your average guy. Is he going to be concerned about that? Because there's a decent chance that he has heard about that. Does that affect the way that he is thinking? Perhaps. Perhaps it does. But I think the bigger issue here is just in general, they don't pay much attention. They're not paying much attention to K-State. The Big 12's profile as a whole is down right now in and of itself, and then K-State is, you know, you're talking fourth or fifth fiddle probably at best to the average person in terms of football prowess in the Big 12 conference, maybe even lower than that. So I think it just comes from those natural biases. I mean, this happens every single year. Last year it was 5.5. This team just smashed that with 8 wins in the regular season. This is just regular season, by the way. But just crushed it last year. Now it moves up 2 wins. I think it probably should have moved up 3. If you really wanted to press me and make it a hard decision for me, you set that thing at 8.5. Now you're talking about a difficult decision. But at 7.5, tell me I'm wrong, but it just feels like that is free money. But Absolute free money.
If I'm one of those people in this group of folks in Vegas trying to decide, okay, how K-State, 7.5 wins this year, why do I think that? I would take everything I could find on that team and try to decide, you know, what can distract this team. We have not found out Coach Snyder is cancer-free. Maybe they take in consideration. I doubt they will do this, but maybe he might have an issue this year. Who knows? Maybe he'll have to sit out a few games because he's feeling ill and he shouldn't be at the games. These things could possibly happen. It would only take a couple, in my opinion, a couple of very significant injuries to really hurt K-State's chances at a lot of success this year. Some of these things might come into play, which are possibly, I mean, they're likely things to happen. I'm not so much about Coach. I think he's okay. I think he's good to go for this year. But other things can easily ruin a season for any team.
Well, they definitely could. And I guess if you want to view it as the average person would think there's not as much margin for error to overcome that for K-State as some teams, I could understand that. But, you know, for the most part, I don't think anybody's really getting that in depth. In fact, even those that are setting these numbers, the over-under numbers, I wouldn't think that they're really all that concerned with that. They're thinking more what's going to be the mindset of the majority of people that come up to bet these things because they want to make money off of it. They're not in the business of being correct, being totally accurate. They're in the business of making money. So I think that has made them one of the biggest doubters, if not the biggest doubter. Really, I'll go with the – I was basically painting that picture here this whole segment. I think they are the biggest – offender in underestimating K-State, and we're seeing that once again. Not surprising at all, but go make some money off this thing, man. 7.5 is the over-under for K-State wins in Las Vegas. At 5:10 today, Drew Spiroff will join the show, the K-State Director of Basketball Operations. He will call in. We'll talk about the K-State hoops schedule and how tough it is to schedule home and homes in college basketball. I know everyone's been frustrated with the home schedules in the last few years. When we come back, though, this decision will tell us a lot about how the Royals are going to rebuild. You're listening to The Game.